Morning, the European Union's executive office calling on the 17 countries to create a banking union and to oversee, if needed, a bailout of the banking sector. Is that where we're headed? Another bank bailout. Matt Welsh is the editor-in-chief at Reason magazine. He's here in the studio with us. And you think that's what it's going to come down to? Another bailout this time, maybe, of Spanish banks?
I think there's going to be a cascade of bailouts here, probably of Spanish banks next. I wouldn't foresee that there would be a new banking commission group, because I think Germany would just sort of veto it. It's a recommendation at this point, and that's as far as it's going to go. But what Europe has to figure out is, where's the firewall going to be?
Right.
Is it going to be Greece? Let Greece go as the example, and then make sure that Spain doesn't. But in many ways, Spain's fundamentals are as bad, if not worse. And that's the fourth largest economy in the Eurozone.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's a much bigger economy, obviously, than Greece. And you talk about how big it is. And, you know, you're a free markets guy, but we went through in 08 a bailout here in the United States. Some would argue, hey, TARP at the end of the day was successful because the banks paid back the money with interest, and we avoided an absolute disaster after Lehman and Bear Stearns. Should the Europeans go forward with some sort of a banking bailout? Does a bailout make sense in this case?
Well, I mean, I would look at our bailout as an example of something that didn't actually deliver on its promises. It was supposed to forestall the type of economic carnage that we've already seen. We just keep moving the goalposts on what we actually avoided. So we avoided the great and worst depression of all time now. So it's a success. It's not really how I would look at that. I think what Europe has to realize is, or make decisions about, is can Greece and Germany coexist? I mean, that was the biggest question 20 years ago, 15 years ago. This is the most predictable financial calamity that we've seen in a really long time. And so they're having to contemplate these sort of taboo subjects now, really for the first time. And it's amazing that they haven't war-gamed it out so far.
Well, that's what you wrote about. I was looking at one of your recent columns, and the headline on it was, a long headline, but I thought it was right on, which said, you know, why didn't the Greek and the European leaders think about the inevitable Greek exit? In other words, we could have seen this coming. Why didn't they realize it and do something about it earlier? But it's almost too late. Look at the euro, by the way, below $1.24 today. And, you know, it's the first time since July of 2010 we've seen that. But they should have seen this coming.
Absolutely. I mean, Greece hasn't had a fiscal responsible government since basically the time of Agamemnon. And meanwhile, Germany has had, you know, been fiscal tightwads for the last half century. So it wasn't going to work to begin with. And so now Europe, I think, has to finally look at those kind of questions.
Now, we talk about it because it could have a big impact on us and on our politics. But we'll keep talking about that. Matt, thank you.